Hey everyone, and welcome to this deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at something pretty fascinating, the idea that our brains can actually stall, just like airplane wings can.
Oh, yeah, it's a really, really interesting concept.
We're diving into a blog post called The Human Factor. It's by Master Instructor Rich Stoll.
Okay.
And I think you'll especially like this deep dive if you are the kind of person who's just fascinated by how humans perform under pressure. Because we're going to find out that there are some really interesting and kind of surprising connections between an airplane stalling and our brains just hitting their limit.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I find so interesting about this is how Stoll kind of challenges that conventional wisdom. We've all heard that advice, like, just let go.
Oh, yeah, for
And
sure.
then he really digs into how that advice doesn't really consider how we as humans react under stress.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's easy to say just let go when you're not the one who's, in the middle of some crazy situation.
Right.
But as Stoll highlights, there's actually studies that have shown that pilots, they often struggle to apply even procedures they've practiced over and over again when something unexpected happens.
Yeah.
And what's even more interesting is that their reaction times actually increase during those moments of surprise.
Yeah. It's like their brains are almost slowing down when they need to be speeding up.
Yeah, exactly. It's wild. And that's where this whole idea of brain stall comes in.
Right.
So Stoll, he compares this to like an airplane wing when it exceeds its critical angle of attack. So just like a wing stalls aerodynamically, our brains, they actually have a limit to how much they can process. And when we go over that limit because of things like fear fatigue or just being totally surprised, we hit what he calls a brain stall.
Right.
So it's like our brains have a breaking point.
In a way, yeah.
So what does that actually look like for a pilot? Like when their brain stalls, what happens?
So imagine you've got a pilot and they're facing some kind of unexpected emergency, something they weren't prepared for. Their thinking might get all cloudy and they might just focus on one tiny part of the problem. Or even worse, they might revert back to like instinctive responses that aren't actually helpful in that situation.
Oh, wow.
Stoll calls these reactions fight or flight or freeze or flop.
Freeze or flop? I get freeze, but what does flop mean, like in that situation?
You can think of it as a pilot who's just so overwhelmed that they kind of give up, their actions become almost random or totally ineffective.
Oh, wow.
They might even completely relinquish control physically or even just mentally.
It's like they just can't cope anymore.
Yeah, it's like a surrender to the situation.
That's a scary thought. And what makes this even more unnerving is that Stoll, he's not just talking about this theoretically.
Right.
He says that something like 65% of flight instructors have actually had to take control from a student who froze up at the controls.
Yeah, and he emphasizes that it's not just new pilots who are susceptible to this brain stall,
Oh, really?
He talks about cases where even experienced pilots, like an army helicopter test pilot, even a
Oh.
private pilot, they froze up during spin training.
Wow.
So this just goes to show that it can really happen to anyone.
So this is obviously a big deal, something we can't ignore.
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder, how do we prevent this brain stall from happening in the first place?
Right.
Like, is there a way we can train our brains to be tougher under pressure?
Well, that's where Stoll brings in this idea of mental performance training, which he says is just as important as the technical stuff.
So we should be treating our minds like we treat the aircraft,
Yeah, exactly, like fine-tuned instruments.
What are some of the key elements of this mental performance training?
Well, it's all about building resilience, giving ourselves the tools we need to handle stress effectively. He even mentions that the FAA's Aviation Instructor's Handbook is practically a psychology textbook,
Oh, wow.
which I think emphasizes how crucial it is for instructors to really understand not just how to fly a plane, but how our minds work under pressure.
It sounds like he's saying knowing how your mind works under pressure is as important as knowing how to fly the plane.
Absolutely. And it's all about becoming what he calls an adaptive expert, which is a really interesting concept.
Yeah, that's a great term. What exactly does it mean to be an adaptive expert, and how does that connect to preventing brain stall?
Well, an adaptive expert is someone who's constantly monitoring their understanding. They're always open to learning new things, and they're always trying to operate at a higher level, even when they're pushed outside their comfort zone.
Okay.
Stoll believes that good flight instructors should be these adaptive experts themselves, and they should guide their students to become the same.
That makes sense. But how do you actually become an adaptive expert, especially in such a high-pressure environment like aviation? Are there specific techniques or strategies that can help?
Definitely. It all starts with having a growth mindset, acknowledging that our abilities aren't fixed, but we can develop them through dedication and effort. And then comes the ability to really manage those feelings of surprise and startle. So we'll highlight strategies like visualization and positive self-talk as really powerful tools for building that mental resilience.
Okay, so it's like equipping yourself with a mental toolkit to handle those unexpected situations.
Exactly.
Are there any real-world examples of how this is actually being put into practice?
One great example is KLM Airlines. They've actually incorporated surprise and startle training into their simulator sessions.
Wow.
And they even use a one-word trigger, reset.
Reset.
The idea is to give pilots a mental cue to interrupt that brain stall,
Oh.
allow them to regain clear thinking before they react.
It's like hitting a mental pause button,
Exactly.
giving yourself a moment to assess and make a better decision.
Right. Instead of just reacting instinctively, you're taking control of your thoughts.
I like that. And Stoll also points to other techniques that pilots have been using for years, like talking through their actions out loud during emergencies
Yeah, that's a good one.
to help them stay focused and in control.
It keeps your mind engaged and helps reduce that panic.
It's interesting how something so simple can make such a difference.
It really can. And beyond those specific techniques, Stoll really emphasizes the importance of variety in training.
Right.
Introducing unpredictable elements to help pilots develop that cognitive flexibility.
So the more you expose yourself to the unexpected, the better you'll be at handling it when it happens for real.
Exactly. It's all about building that mental muscle. And of course, along with the practical training, things like visualization, breathing techniques, and positive self-talk play a huge role in developing mental resilience and managing stress.
It sounds like a very well-rounded approach. You
Yeah.
know, both practical skills and mental strategies.
Right. It's not just about knowing what to do, but about how to think under pressure.
Well said. And I remember Captain Savio Schmitz had a great quote about this. He said, "Control is lost in the mind."
Oh, that's a good one.
So regaining control starts with our mental state. And that really aligns with Stoll's point that mastering the human factor isn't just a training goal, it's a survival skill. He encourages us to always seek variety in our training, build up our resilience, and strive for adaptability.
And he ends with a really powerful statement. Your mind is your best asset in the airplane. And I would add, in life as well.
I love that. So true. Bringing this back to everything we've been talking about, are there any takeaways that our listeners can apply to their own lives, even if they're not pilots?
Absolutely. Thinking about Stoll's insights, it really struck me that this idea of brain stall isn't just limited to aviation.
Yeah.
It probably applies to any field where people face high-pressure situations.
That's true.
Think about surgeons facing unexpected complications during an operation, or firefighters responding to emergencies that are constantly changing.
Right.
Understanding and managing brain stall in those situations could be incredibly important.
Wow, that really puts it into perspective. It makes you realize how important this kind of training and awareness is for anyone in a high-stakes environment. It makes me wonder if there are other professions where this concept of brain stall is being actively explored and addressed.
It's a great question, and it highlights how universal this phenomenon is.
Yeah.
Any profession that demands peak performance under pressure probably deals with this human factor,
That's right.
and recognizing brain stall as a shared experience can help remove the stigma around it and encourage people to proactively develop strategies to deal with it.
I like that. So for our listeners who are thinking, okay, this is all very interesting, but what does it actually mean for me? What's the key takeaway they should leave with today?
The key takeaway is this: your mind is your most powerful tool, but like any tool, it has its limits. By understanding those limits, embracing a growth mindset, and actively developing strategies to manage stress and surprise, you can become more resilient and adaptable.
Right.
And that ultimately allows you to perform at your best, even when you're faced with unexpected challenges.
I love that. This deep dive into the human factor has been truly insightful. Thank you for joining us today. Remember, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing your boundaries. Until next time.
Great talking with you.
Yeah, you too.